This is an executive summary of oil and gas mineral and royalty interests for 1031 exchange investors, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Oil and gas mineral and royalty interests sit at the edge of what most investors think of as real estate, yet in many states they are treated as real property interests that can serve as replacement property in a 1031 exchange. The appeal is plain in the numbers. These interests carry the highest current yields of any type we track. The catch is that the term oil and gas interest covers two very different things, a royalty interest and a working interest, that behave like opposite ends of the risk spectrum. Confusing them is the most common and most expensive mistake an investor can make here. This guide starts with that distinction, then covers how these interests are held, why the yields run high, the commodity and depletion risks behind them, the tax facts at a general level, and how an accredited investor reaches the asset. One thing up front, these are direct title mineral and royalty interests, not a Delaware statutory trust. This is the distinction that matters more than anything else on the page, so we put it first. A royalty interest and a working interest both come from the same well, but they are opposite positions. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.